This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Welcome to the hit show Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Are you struggling with loss? Are you willing to challenge everything you've been taught about life and death? Beyond Proof Radio is a space that explores beyond current self-limiting beliefs surrounding loss, offering radical healing, which will come from the least likely of places. Join Angie on her journey, which includes science, medicine, and spirituality, proving that the body is merely a shell of our soul. It's possible to create an amazing life from the depths of pain. It's your life. It's your choice. Now, here's your host.
Welcome, 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 my beautiful listeners, to another program with me, Angie Corbett-Kuiper, your host of Beyond Proof Radio. And today, before I introduce my amazing guest, this show is going to be revolving around spirit guides. Some of you may have heard the term, some of you may be a little nervous of the term because it is different. And I got interested in spirit guides when I was bringing on guests and I interviewed Jason Stevenson. His spirit guide is Daniel. Suzanne Giesman, her spirit guide is Sanaya. Lisa Williams, you all know, I just love Lisa Williams' book, Soul Survivor, or Survival of the Soul. She has three spirit guides, Ben, Ariel, and Josiah. Each of us, you guys, has a different, they each play a different role in our lives, and we all have them. But most of the time, none of us will ever seek them or know who they are until we're usually faced with severe trauma. Not everyone, but most of us, whether it's a near-death experience, whether it is the loss and death of someone that we absolutely love. And some choose, like me, when I lost my son and my husband, I was a seeker or became a seeker. I sought knowledge. I wanted to learn about the afterlife. I didn't want to sit and just be reminded of what I've been taught to programs that were in my mind and programmed when I was born. And now at the age of 45, 46, having experienced two significant losses, I didn't have the tools. And some, I like to look at it as well, you guys, if you want to make it kind of fun, is a Jiminy Cricket kind of, that little nudge that's inside of you could be considered a spirit guide. It may not have a name, it has a feeling. And as I've shared, and those who follow me know, that in life, it's really important that we use our brains and our minds. In death, we've got to go to those feelings and those gut feelings that always lead us in the right direction or a safe direction, not safe, not comfortable, but on a path that leads to the most healing, the most guidance. And when we don't listen to that and we listen to our head is when I believe the universe kind of comes and kicks us in the proverbial ass. And so before I welcome Hari, Hari Bunn is a very, very good friend of mine. We both met one another in Sedona, Arizona, where Hari lives. And we were both part of Luna Van Atta's Reiki. And then it was Reiki 1 and 2. And I'm going to bring Hari on now so that we can start sharing where we were and where we've both come. But Hari, before I bring you on, I want to share with you all that just last Thursday, Hari lost his beautiful wife, Marsha. And I gave him so many opportunities. Don't come on the show. We can reschedule, Hari. Thinking that he may need time to mourn and to grieve. And he absolutely wanted to come on. And our conversation was, Angie, I know where she is. And to me, my heart just was so wide open and so full of joy and compassion. So with that, I want to introduce to you all Hari Bunn, a medium clairvoyant. He has trained in both mediumship and trance. He's already a practiced Reiki master as of May of 2019. And Hari, with that, welcome.
Well, thank you. Great talking with you.
You too. So, Hari, talk to us. First, I am so sorry for the physical loss of your beautiful wife. How long were you both married?
50 awesome years.
Oh, my gosh. So, Hari, and go ahead.
Yeah, just to follow up on, you had mentioned, you know, she's with me. The day before she crossed over, I think this is important for a lot of people. You mentioned Luna. I had called Luna and asked her to talk with Marcia. Marcia was unconscious, brain damage. And so I wanted her to ask Marcia if she would be one of my guides. And Luna met up with her in Astral and took her up, and Marcia said she was afraid. And Luna said, no, there's nothing to be afraid of. Let me take you to Transition Park across the veil. And normally when one crosses the veil, there's a bench in the park, Transition Park, where you sit and wait for whoever comes up. Well, when Luna took her across the veil, sitting on the bench was her mother and father waiting for her. And so Luna could not leave her there. She had to bring her back. And then she asked the question, will you be Hari's guide? And I forget the words she said, but she laughed. And that was Marcia. You know, she was my rock. You know, she said she had to keep me grounded. You know, type of thing. But long story short, and I validated it several times. She's on my right. She is one of my guides, and when she's present, I get chills all through my body. And so I've got her in spirit, but now it's just making that transition in the physical here for me. To be without her in the physical.
Thank you for coming on to the program, because most of us because you were in this work prior to Marcia getting sick, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so Hari, what led you to want to delve into this? Did you have a crisis or a trauma occur that led you down this path?
Probably as much younger, I don't know when, but I shut down because I was picking up other people's emotions and thinking they were mine. And so I subconsciously shut down. Back around 1990-ish, a lady that worked for me was a medium clairvoyant, and that got me back into it. I said at that time, oh, I want to be like you. And that's all you have to say, and then the doors start opening, and you need to walk through them. So that's how I got back into what I do. And, you know, through the years, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. And so I've been given more and more abilities, you know, to perform my work.
Excellent. And that is so true. Ask and you shall receive. Knock and the door will be open. And what I have found, yeah, my beautiful listeners, is that we're afraid sometimes to ask. and or knock even on the door, because it is the unknown, right, Hari? It's, if you're not used to this, you have to have, and Hari, I'm going to go back to what you were saying, and that word, where we take on other people's emotions, like you can just feel when you walk into a room, whether you are approved of, if you will, or if people are making fun of you. And those energies, that is energy. And I, Hari, thank you for being honest about sharing, shutting down, because those, I think a lot of people, especially those who are now practicing in the field of mediumship and psychic and in healing, have to always stay grounded. So thank goodness for Marcia.
Yeah. She kept me anchored. And before I forget, what came to mind, because you mentioned some people fear, there's a book by Leslie Keen, Surviving Death, and I highly recommend that book for people that have no idea about life after death, because this is an illusion we're in. Our real existence is a light being on the other side. So if you read that book, she's like an investigative reporter, and she doesn't accept anything without documentation. So if you read that book, that'll help you understand, reincarnation or the cycle that some of us go through.
Excellent. And that is Leslie Keen, Surviving Death. And as you all know, as my, and we only have about 1 minute right now. And so, Hari, tell people where they can find you. Just go until break. And I'm hearing, hey, Kat, I'm hearing a little bit of an echo.
I guess we can wait.
Oh, yep, I hear it too. Let's take care of it on break.
Okay. So that, Hari, tell my listeners how they can get a hold of you.
Oh, I am at Sedona, SedonaHari.com. That's my website. And I have two telephone numbers. My cell is 317-698-7644. And the other line is like a magic jack number, 928-254-3971. And that forwards to my cell phone. But that's how you can, get a hold of me and also check me out on the web.
Excellent. And you guys, thanks for joining Hari and me today, or me and Hari today. And we'll be right back after these messages.
Learn and explore fascinating and practical uses of essential oils, how to use them, and how they can enhance your everyday life. The Oil Lounge was founded by three remarkable women with fascinating stories about how essential oils changed their lives. Tina and Laura from The Karmic Path have joined forces to educate the masses in the benefits of Young Living essential oils. For more information, visit theoillounge.com.
Right now, ask yourself, how far are you from your dream? Are you closer today than yesterday? Entrepreneur and personal coach Deborah Rothschild brings the wit and wisdom to transform you into a new dynamic you. Tune in to the Deborah Rothschild Show, Developing a Dynamic You. To learn more about Deborah, visit thedeborahshow.com. That's the D-E-B-R-A show.com.
Tune in live every Wednesday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern on transformationtalkradio.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
People often ask, what does it mean to thrive? On Thrive by Jen Radio, it means body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Create synchronicity with God and learn as Jen shares action steps and real stories that will inspire you to be unstoppable in fulfilling your purpose. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit JenniferZellup.com to thrive with Jen.
Welcome back, my beautiful listeners, to me and Hari Fun, my beautiful guest, who is a medium, clairvoyant, tarot angel card reader, Reiki master, shaman drumming, flame messages. He does all of these things. And I am just so honored, Hari, to have you as my guest today. Thank you.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
And Hari, okay, so you had shared with me that you are a clairvoyant. Can you explain to my audience what clairvoyance is?
Okay. First of all, let me state that all mediums are psychic, but not all psychics are mediums. The psychic will pick up information in your aura, whereas a medium is actually in contact with spirit.
Right.
And the way I get information from my joy guide, Little Bear, she gives me images. That's the clairvoyance. She gives me images that I have to translate for the client. And sometimes I have no clue. But the important thing is that image is meant for the client. It's not for me. So I will pass that information on to the client if I do not have information about it, or to give some information when I get that to translate it. But it's meant for the client, and 99.9% the client will know what that means.
Can you give us an example of what kind of image, like an image that you may have received, and then you translate it to the client and they get it? Can you give us an example right off, or am I catching you on the spot, putting you on the spot?
Well, right now I'm getting an image of a hammer and a claw hammer. And so I don't know why she gave me that. And, you know, it was meant to come across right now. And so it could be that you are nailing down the information for your listeners and viewers to solidify the information so that they can understand it.
Oh, interesting. Okay. And I'm gonna go right now to share with you all, and I'm going off on a little bit of a tangent, but I think this is important as it pertains, Hari, to images and the messages that you receive. I have said this over and over again, my beautiful listeners, get a journal. Keep a journal next to your bed. And I have to tell you, I've had my dream journal since 2015. And when I started doing the research for this show with Hari, I think it's important that I share with you all how Hari presented to me. And if I didn't have my dream journal and wrote everything down, no matter how weird it sounded, I'm going to share this with you. On June 9th, And this was on June 9th, this was not the dream. This was Hari, who came up to me in Sedona and said, all he said to me, Hari, do you remember this? I see three feathers above your head.
Oh, three feathers, yes.
Yep. So I wrote this in my dream journal after I had the dream. June 9th, Hari in Sedona said he saw three feathers above my head. So that night, okay, this is my dream now. In my dream journal, I woke up 3:30 a.m. It wasn't a dream. It was just an image. The ruins of Indians, people sitting in each room. Jan, who was my husband, was wearing his hiking backpacking shirt, facing left. I was facing right. Our backs were touching one another. We were looking right at me. So I was taking the picture of Jan and me, Hari, with our backs to each other. I think I shared this with you.
Yeah.
Then I wanted to find the picture where he was wearing his red shirt that I bought him. You guys, this is where it gets weird. And Hari, I don't think I ever shared this with you. This dream you all happened and Hari's message to me about three feathers, and it's interesting that my dream, and it could have correlated to what Hari had said. It could have been an impetus for the dream. Okay, I'll give it that. Being a skeptic a little bit, not so much anymore. But that was on June 10th. Where do you think, Hari, I found the picture of Jan wearing the red shirt from my dream with the Indians? June 10th of 2014. Is that, those are the symbols. Those are the signs that when you keep a journal, you start seeing, it starts making sense, you guys. He was wearing a red shirt on the same day, 5 years prior to me having this dream. And you telling me that, Hari?
Yes. And now, you get information. Oh, by the way, to start getting information from your guides, you need to invite them in. Give them permission to come in and assist and guide you, because this is free will area. They're not allowed to interfere. So give them permission to help you, guide you. And then you have to start paying attention either in your dreams to signs that you see around you, information you hear on the radio, watch on the TV or in a conversation, you will start getting an answer to some of your questions and to, you know, guide you in the right direction.
Yes. Oh, very good, Hari. And so share your guides? Oh, go ahead.
Well, first of all, on this subject, How to Meet and Work with Spirit Guides by Ted Andrews. He's passed away quite a few years ago, but if you want to, you know, help get a starter there to read that book, you know, help you start trying to identify or work with your spirit guides. And it just came a little bit at a time. I didn't know all my guides right away. You know, like for instance, I was on travel for work, and I'm looking up the window, and I see a black feather. So I call the lady that worked for me that was also a medium clairvoyant, and I said, did I just pick up a new guide? And by the way, your guides have been with you since birth, but I just became aware of this guide.
Yeah.
And so she said, Yeah, that's a new guide. And so I said, okay, I'll just call him Black Feather. Well, in trance class, the teacher asked us to go into trance, and I said, okay, I'll bring in, you know, Black Feather. And she asked the spirit, what is your name? And he replied, Black Crow. And so he was correcting me on the interpretation. He's Cherokee, and so he's the one I do trance with, and also he's the one that does the shaman drumming that I perform.
So, Hari,
so that's how I begin. Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry for interrupting you, but my listeners probably have never heard of trance. I mean, they've from listening to me and following me, they know what medium or what meditation, guided meditation. What is actually trance? Is that another word for meditation?
No, that's where I raise my vibration and spirit lowers theirs, and they come in to me You can either be in a dead trance or a light trance. I do light trance, meaning my consciousness or being is away from my body, but I can hear every word that's going on. And then Spirit Black Crow talks with the client. And, you know, I asked my teacher way back when, how do I know it's not me? The question came back, do you remember everything that was said? And I said, no, then it's not you. So in other words, and he said, it's not necessary to go into a dead trance where you're totally gone. You're way out. And Spirit totally takes over your body. And that's not necessary to do that. But trance is just allowing Spirit to come in to talk with whomever is in front of the person doing the trance.
Excellent. Thank you for that clarification. And just for my listeners as well, because you've heard me share a lot on the subject of meditation, this is very similar to meditation. And what Hari is talking about a little bit here about raising vibrations, when we are angry and mad and depressed, it's very difficult for our loved ones who are now in a divine state to be able to meet us. And so when we can open up our hearts and we can open up just that love channel and have no judgment, that, Hari, is when I started noticing more and more validation of proof of the other side.
Right. The love is the highest vibration there is. So the higher you can raise your vibration, it transmutes the lower vibration. So in other words, you know, you can, it's like the saying, you light a candle, it gets rid of the darkness.
Right.
And so raising your vibration raises you up and allows you to bring in, so to speak, happiness, joy, and then you push down or get rid of the maybe the fear, the anger, you know, that's there. So it's better to go with raising your vibration and not getting so wrapped up in, I should say, the material world. You don't want to put both feet in the spirit. You have to stay balanced. You know, one foot in the physical, one foot in the spiritual. But it's watching your thoughts, your words, and your actions. And so as you operate at a lower vibration, you're not going to be able to bring quote-unquote good stuff to you, because the law of attraction plays a part here. So as you're raising your vibration, you are going to attract a like vibration.
On the same page there, mister. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
And when we come back, we'll delve a little bit more into law of attraction, if that's okay with you, Hari. And we have
sure.
a surprise for you. And I'm not sure exactly when we're going to do it, but I'm excited. Hari, you know what it is. Kat, you know what it is.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure. Are we still 1 minute, Kat, or are we ready to take break? It's been 1 minute for a while.
Oh, yep. Whenever you're ready.
All right. When we come back, we will talk to you guys in a few. Thank you for joining Hari and me.
Do you know how powerful your thoughts and beliefs are in determining your experience of your life? Is it really true that simply by changing some of the words you use in your day-to-day language, that you can change your life? I'm Megan Edge. Join me on Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Join us, Tina and Laura, on The Ghost Helper Show, where the paranormal is more normal than you think. We break down the doors of the scary and the airy-fairy in a logical, scientific approach. as psychics who once led ordinary lives until paranormal events reshaped our world. Join us every Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and Facebook Live. We prove that the paranormal is more normal than most people think.
Do you know how to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well, people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive, healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. I will be your wellness coach to help you achieve a wellness lifestyle. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Coming to you live on TransformationTalkRadio.com is The Brilliance Ultimatum, Time's Up with Claudette Rowley. Powerful conversations, practical innovations, and transformative solutions as Claudette and her guests delve into the possibilities and what she calls reality resistance. Join the cultural revolution and annihilate obstacles. Check it out at culturalbrilliance.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome back, my beautiful listeners, and to my beautiful guest, Hari Bunn. We are so happy to have you with us today, Hari. I'm learning a lot.
Thank you.
Before we left for break, Hari and I were talking about the law of attraction. And Hari, I think this is the most important. You put out there, you're attracting, you're going to get back. I don't know a whole lot of people who live in hell and expect to attract heaven. Can you go over the law of attraction? Yeah, not going to happen. Go over a little bit of law of attraction.
Well, like we were talking, what you're putting off as a vibration, it's like having two magnets, and so you have one negative and positive, they're going to attract. And if they're opposite, they're going to repulse. So how you are talking, acting, thinking, you're going to attract that like vibration of those thoughts, of those actions. And so if you walk around and give gratitude for this life, I'm very grateful, and you are positive, uplifting, in your thoughts and words and actions, then if you were having serious problems, let's just use financial because that's kind of common. So people keep thinking about, oh, I don't have the money for this. How am I going to pay my bills? Well, you're going to still attract that same vibration. But it's like the store or owner, he opens up a shop and there's nobody coming in, but he says to himself, wow, I'm going to have to hire more people. I can't handle all this business. Well, as he's thinking like that, he's starting to raise his vibration versus another person who is saying, God, business is so bad. You know, how am I going to pay my bills? This, you know, that's a negative and a lower vibration, and it's going to stay there. So to get out of the trap that one is in, you have to change your actions, your words, and your thoughts so that you can start attracting what you want.
Right. The universe, does not know the difference. A lot of us, and me included, and I find myself doing this as well, when we say, I want, you are coming. We are coming from a place of lack. We need to already act as if we have it. And so I think, oh my gosh, I'm so poor. Well, be grateful for what you have. You're not under a bridge. I'm grateful I'm not under a bridge. I'm grateful I have my family. I'm grateful I have a roof over my head. And we're going down a little bit of a different path with the financial, but this also goes along the same lines when you're dealing in death and loss and grief. If you keep putting out there, I'm angry, I'm depressed, I'm mourning, and you continue to do that, it becomes a behavior, it becomes an addiction. So what Hari is saying here is start changing your thoughts. Thoughts are things. They manifest. So Hari,
and that's
thank
an
you
important,
for
that. Yeah, that was important. Thoughts. Energy follows thoughts that manifest. However, there's one ingredient missing if you want to create something. That is emotion, drive. So you have to have the drive, the emotion to put behind those thoughts and words. And that's what creates. So, that's a short version of that.
And so with that, Hari, I would like... Kat, if you can, we've got a special treat for you all. Hari also does what is called shamanic or shaman drumming. Can you explain that terminology? This is the first time, Hari, I'm using the word shaman on my show at all. So treat us as if we are not smart on this subject.
Well, it's like, the Native Americans have a shaman. And like a medicine man or et cetera. It's just a term being used for my guide, Black Crow. And so because I just call it shamanic drumming, because I'm using 18-inch Native American drum, and when I drum on it, it's not me doing it. It's Black Crow actually doing it. So and it's different every time I do it because it's not me doing it. And the person that I'm drumming around is like going into meditation. They close their eyes, they relax, and they let the vibration of the sounds come into them. And that affects people in many different ways. Some actually meet up with their guides. Some are just relaxed. Some said, wow, I had a pain in my back and it's gone. So I'm just relaxed. So it affects people differently as they're affected by the vibrations and sounds of the drum.
Excellent. And let me share with you all as well. There's new research coming out because so many people have such a difficult time meditating. And what I love about what Hari and Black Crow present to us through the shamanic drumming is in meditation, we're taught, just concentrate on your breath. Not a lot of people can just sit and concentrate on their breath. So if you are listening to this beat of this magnificent drum being played, it brings you into this like Hari was saying, this vibration, this energetic divine vibration. And I would like you all to have that experience for a few moments. If you're not driving or pull over to the side of the road, I'd like you all to just sit back, close your eyes, and just listen. Don't say I'm going to go into meditation. Just listen and feel what this work can do. With that, Kat, can you play some music for us? Thank you.
Yes, and I don't know if you remember, but I put the phone on the stool. I envisioned you sitting on the stool when I was drumming, and you had mentioned you felt it when I called you.
Right. Okay, with that, we're going on break. When we come back, our final segment with Hari Bunn. And Hari, we'll thank you for joining us today. We'll be right back.
Yes.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit burnbrighttoday.com.
Discover the creative genius within on Creative Voice Radio with Gwen Fox each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in for a conversation that'll inspire, motivate, and empower you to share your inner vision with the world. Make the deep connection between art and spirituality to take your artistic expression beyond anything you dream possible. Say yes to fear. Say yes to the creative genius within. For more information about Creative Voice Radio and working with Gwen, visit GwenFox.com.
If you struggle with fear and anxiety, you know how powerless and stuck these emotions can make you feel. You've tried everything, but nothing helped you overcome these blocks. Dr. Friedman Schaub, award-winning author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, created a special program which helped thousands of his clients to become healthy, happy, and confident again. Learn how to eliminate negative self-talk, let go of your emotional baggage, and replace limiting beliefs. With Dr. Friedman's accelerator program, you can break through your challenges. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
Has your buzz for life buzzed off? Feeling ignored, invisible, and wondering if this is really all there is? The years go by faster as we gain momentum. You're halfway there. Are you gathering speed or puttering out? Hit your stride for the liberating half of life. Comfortable in your skin? You can do better than that. Tune in to Discovering You Again Radio every fourth Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific as host Susan Axelrod encourages listeners to decide what they want, get inspired to action, and face challenges head on. Host Susan Axelrod pulls no punches, encouraging you to grab the brass ring and soar. For more information about Susan, go to www.whatwillyourlegacybe.com.
Welcome back, my beautiful listeners. I can't believe, Hari, it's the last segment.
Yes.
And Hari and I were visiting over break, and we want you all to know, and Hari wanted to make sure, the drumming, you guys. I've had the experience in our Reiki certification, our master certification, to have Hari go around 360, and the feeling, it's just not the same. We wanted to give you a little taste, right, Hari?
Yes.
And
yeah, much better in person.
Much better in person, but you guys got it. And I could close my eyes, though, and it sounded, it just is relaxing. It was such a great, I mean, thank you to Hari, who channeled, you know, Black Crow. So thank you for that. One of the things that Hari and I want to close on, and that is when we speak of spirit guides, we have to all remember that we are all divine light. All of us, regardless of whether we are walking around in these skin suits or not. So we have these guides all around us, all the time, if we allow. And the only thing that is not allowing us for complete, absolute healing is our own egos and our own minds. Right, Hari?
That's correct.
And so I want you to share what we were talking about before break, and that was your connection with Marsha. Marsha, remember, when we first started, is Hari's wife who had died. Hari, talk to us about how she is your guide. How did she show up recently?
Okay. When she was in the hospital, she mentioned she wanted to accomplish two things before she died. One was to get married for our 50th with Elvis, and two, a person came in from out of town to visit with her. She wanted to come since January, but for some reason, Spirit made her come the week she died. And that was the second thing she wanted to accomplish before dying, was to talk to her in person. So we all have a contract. We all have certain things we have to accomplish before we cross back over into being a light being. So it's like finding out your path. What am I supposed to be doing? Well, your soul knows, but then you have to work, you know, it out and to figure out what lessons am I supposed to learn? Because you're in school here and you have lessons to learn. And once you complete a lesson, it's never repeated. If you don't learn it, it will repeat numerous times and sometimes harder until you learn it. So once you complete your contract, you're out of here. You have no choice. You will cross back over to the other side.
For another, get and to learn another lesson that you didn't learn, that you need to learn.
Yeah. So what it is, I asked her, as I mentioned earlier, to be one of my guides. And when I was explaining that to Angie about, the 50 year and meeting her friend, I got tremendous chills. And so Marcia she put her hand on my shoulder and she sends chills right through me. And that's telling me I'm here. I love it. And, so that, and like I said, if something is happening, you ask the universe to present it back to you in three different ways for validation. And I have validated that Marcia is on my right side and now one of my guides. It's happened more than three times, but I ask the universe, give me validation, three different ways that this is true. So you can do that at any time when you want to confirm something. You ask, and you have to pay attention. You have to be aware of what's going on around you. You can't walk through life with blinders or else you'll miss the information. So it's being open and aware.
And what Hari's talking about as well, the clear feeling, that he is receiving now, where one, he had the love language of Marcia and him as clairvoyant. What he does with his clients is the objects, color, symbols, the landscape. That is the vision. Now, Hari, you're starting to experience the clear feeling, which is another language in this language of them on the other side of the veil and you here.
Yes, so you can get information numerous ways, clairsentient, the feelings, clairvoyant, images, clairaudient, hearing, and it's not like the voice is coming from the outside. You hear it in your head and know you're not going crazy. But
there's no language. We have language here on the earth we have language. And you guys, what all of this, if you're out there and you're like, oh my gosh, this is woo-woo, I'm telling you, we have this whole army of beings that are around us all the time. I believe we are spiritual beings having a human experience, and we're all trying to help one another home. We're never alone in the lessons that we're learning. And Hari, with that, we've only got 2 minutes. I want to thank you so much for your expertise, your learning, coming on when what could be construed as a painful, painful time in your life right now. But please share anything you want to share with my audience before we close.
Well, I'm going to repeat because I think it's very important for those going through a life change of a loved one passing. Leslie Keene's book, Surviving Death. And the other is that, yes, you don't have that person in the physical anymore. And don't let anybody tell you can't talk to them? Yes, you can. My wife used to talk to her mother all the time. And so there's nothing wrong with talking to spirit. They hear you. And so that also gives you a way to let go and to, you know, dealing with the loss. And it's really not a loss. The loved ones are there. If you see three coins, for instance, on a dresser where they weren't there before, or you see a feather show up, or something like that, you smell a cigar that the person smoked, or you smell the perfume, they're there. They just told you they were there or they're now. So spirit is there. My wife is right. I'm feeling the chills right now. So
she's proud of you, Mari.
Yes. Yeah. So
good. And tell my listeners where they can go to find you, because we're ready to go, you guys. Thank you. But Hari, again, share real quick how to find you.
Yeah, my website is Sedona, SedonaHari.com, and all my information is out there, and, you know, telephone number, email. I do have another email. It's HARI4440@gmail, and 444 stands for love from the angels, by the way.
Excellent. So, with that, thank you, Hari, for being my guest. Thank you, my beautiful listeners. Until next time, thank you. And we love you. Have a wonderful day.
Yep. Thank you, Angie.
Thank you for listening to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, Redefining Death and Loss. Tune in every first and third Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Angie shares through choice, present moment awareness, and a willingness to keep an open mind about everything that anything is possible. Tune in every first and third Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Angie shares through choice, present moment awareness, and a willingness to keep an open mind about everything that anything is possible, even in death. For more information or to listen to past shows, visit BeyondProof.com. That's BeyondProof.com. See you next time.